Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We are located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're so glad you've tuned in. We pray that today's message is truly a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238 or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares the message titled, Grateful for Something New, a New Life.
Yes, Lord, I wanna say thank you, Lord, I wanna say thank you. Oh, Lord, I want to say thank you for all you've done for me. Oh, for all you've done for me. Can I say that one more time? Hey, Lord, I want to say thank you. Oh, oh, Lord, I want to say thank you. I want to thank you for all you've done for me. All I want to say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Come on and help me say it. Say, Lord. Another day, say, Lord, I want to say,
thank you.
Lord, I just want to say thank you. Hey, for all.
Yeah.
The greatest thing you can ever do for God is to say to Him, thank you, and to be grateful. So lift those hands and tell God, thank you. Now, Lord, we thank you for this incredible opportunity to hear a word from you. Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. For you art our strength and our Redeemer, a very present help in the time of trouble. This is our prayer in your powerful, wonderful, omnipotent name we pray. And the church said amen. Come on, brothers, and tell them again, thank you. Thank you. Somebody tell them. Clap those hands. Give God a hand of praise. Listen, as we remain standing for the reading of God's word, getting into the message. On last Sunday, we introduced you to the first series of this year, a seven-message series that's entitled Grateful for Something New. This is the second message in this series. Our text is found in the book of Colossians, chapter 3. Verses 7 to 11. Listen, I know I'm going to get out of here. I know the Lady Gamecocks are playing. NFL playoffs. Y'all got to go home and watch the Dallas Cowboys. I forgot they didn't make the playoffs. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just... I had to get that in, okay? Amen. Colossians chapter 3. All the Cowboy fans say amen. Please don't give up on your pastor. Amen. Amen. Verses 7 through verse 11. I see my friend Deacon Carlos coming out in the aisle. I'm wondering if he's coming for me or not. I may be a big Cowboy fan. Okay, amen. Listen to this. Verse 7. You used to do these things when your life was still a part of this world. But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Look at somebody says, stop cursing. Do not lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. Verse number 11 is where the subject is found. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free. And this is what I add, black, white, brown, or yellow. Doesn't matter. Christ is all that matters, and He lives in all of us. And the church said, amen. Amen. The series is Grateful for Something New. Today's message, simply three words. Look at someone, says a new life. Now before you sit down, tell your neighbor, I am so grateful for a new life. Now clap those hands and take your seat. Amen. In last Sunday's message, it was stated that each day, regardless of our circumstances or situation, we should always celebrate and be grateful for a new day. This is the 11th day of January. For 11 days, you are grateful that you had new days each day. Somebody say, Lord, I thank you. In today's message, we would like to discuss something that is perhaps as significant as a new day, which is a new life. Which is a new life. Listen, God in this new year of 2026 is offering us something that is far greater than perhaps the job you hope for, or the house you're praying for, or the career that you hope take off, or the new relationship that you are hoping God sends your way. Look at somebody and say, God's got something better than jobs, houses, careers, and relationships. God is offering us an opportunity for a new life. Because you know what? A new house with the old jacked up life still is a mess. Amen, somebody. Amen. A new job with your old baggage that you've been carrying around in that old life is still a mess. And God says, I'm going to give you something that's far greater than a house and a job and a relationship. I'm going to give you a brand new life. When we speak of a new life, we are not just talking about a better version of our old self. When we speak of a new life, we're not just talking about a better attitude, although many of us need to have one. Okay. We're not just talking about getting in the gym, becoming more disciplined in our physical life, pushing back from the table, watching our blood pressure, and all of those things. Those things are absolutely necessary. But we are talking about something far greater than all of those things. Listen, when we speak of a new life, we are speaking of a life that is transformed by the power of God. A life that is characterized by a new sense of purpose as it relates to doing God's will in our life. Lord, I want to be more in tune with your purpose for my life. Lord, I want something more than just things I can touch. I want a comfort level in who I am and whose I am. May I preach to somebody? Because whose you are is more important than what you have. Amen. We are so stressed out over what we do and do not have and what we have not received yet that we forget whose we are. If you are a child of God, if God has turned your situation around, if God has given you a new purpose and a new year, if God has allowed you to have a fresh beginning, somebody ought to give God a praise. You are. And here's the good news. The good news is that this new life that I'm talking about, because so many times we pray for things in a new year and we don't understand, even if you get the stuff you desire and you still are the person you despise, you still will not be happy. And I told, maybe it's just me, but I told God, change me before you change any of my circumstances. Because the folk on your job may not ever change. Your supervisor may be as mean, as evil as what they have ever been. But if God change you, you will learn how to have joy in the midst of trials and tribulation. May I just see if I am in the right place? Is there anybody in here has found yourself with joy surrounded by evil, corruptions, meanness, people that are trying to take you out, and they wonder, why are you so happy? Because this joy I have, whoo, world can't take it away. I've learned how to give God my best praise on my worst days. Have you learned how to go into a toxic situation with a powerful praise? I will bless the Lord at all times, because here is what your adversaries have not figured out. They look at your situation and say, you still on the same job, you still have to deal with the same issues, but they have not seen the change in you. God did something from the inside out in you that allowed you in 2026 not to be stressed out over things that stress you out in 2025. All I need is just a handful of witnesses. All I need is just a handful of people who will accept the fact that God is doing something new, something greater, something better in your life. Things I used to worry about, I don't worry anymore. Whew. The good news is that this new life is available to all of us. Whew. Look at somebody and say, everyone. Regardless of who we are, our background, or the magnitude of our past mistakes, there are some folk that are close to you that will never let you live down your past mistakes. Am I right about it? There are some folk who claim they love you, but will always remind you of the times you messed up and the mistakes you made. But I serve a God who casted, Revelation says, into the sea of forgetfulness. How many of you know that God has given you a second chance and God has made all things new? And irregardless of what other folk think of you, they may remind you of your background, but what they do not know is that God has changed your situation. Won't he do it? Is there anybody in here grateful that God has given you a new you? If folk only knew your testimony. Look at somebody sitting next to you and just give them the eye and shake your head and say, if you only knew how far God has brought me from. Ooh, there's some, y'all haven't always been this deep. Y'all haven't always been who you are. Some of you, God brought you from a mighty long way. God turned you around. God made you somebody better than what you used to be. And God did it for you because God is a good God all the time. And neighbor, I don't care how uppity, I don't care how sedity, how bougie you may be, you picked the wrong Sunday to sit by me, because this Sunday is a Sunday that I will remember the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Woo. Lord, I thank you. Throw up that hand and say, Lord, I thank you. Woo. Listen, for the next few moments, let us turn to the text. Explore what this text says concerning the importance of a new life. In our text, Paul urges these wonderful first century believers to abandon their former sinful behaviors and adopt a new nature that reflects the values and the character of Christ Jesus. I'll get in some details as we look at the three key insights. Paul goes on in the text to contrast their old life of misery and despair to the new life, which is a life of hope and joy. Has anybody in here traded in a life of misery and despair for a life of hope and joy. When folks see you in 2026, you'll be so happy they think you own something. I'm preaching to somebody now. They will want you to take a test and make sure you're not on something. Make sure you're not using something. Just for the record, tell them I am on something. J-E-S-U-S. How many of you are glad to be on something? I'm on the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. Paul explains in the text that putting away our old nature means walking away from our old destructive habits while we embrace a transformed life. A new life, listen to this, and I want to get to this. A new life doesn't mean that we are to become, please get this, is it on the board? Thank you. Get this, help me preach this. A new life doesn't mean, I'm not talking about any of you, but I think I'm talking about all of you, okay? A new life doesn't mean that we become super spiritual. Look at your neighbor and say, cut it out. You ain't that deep, okay? A new life doesn't mean that we become judgmental, that we are now pointing the fingers at everybody. We are holier than anybody else. We cannot tolerate anybody else's shortcomings and their mistakes just because God has cleaned you up. A new life doesn't mean that we now are ultra deep. Everything is about a scripture. Some of y'all, I don't even know if this will sound right, but I need to say it anyway. Deacon Glover, some folk quote too many scriptures. Sometimes you ought to just say, how are you doing? May God, how's your family? The family good. May I leave this word with you? Everybody got a word. Deacon Samaria, sometimes I get tired of these bootlegger evangelists dropping words in my spirit. Okay. Sometimes just be nice. Sometimes just show folk kindness. But we get so ultra deep, so spiritual. Everything is about a word and a scripture. And I live by the word. I am a product of the word. But a new life means that I don't always have to display it with bragging on who I am, but I have to show it by how I treat who I encounter. Can I preach? Don't tell me you have a new life when you can't speak to me after church. Don't tell me that God has given you a new life when you still act nasty. Don't tell me you've got a new life when you still mad over stuff that happened 3 years ago. I've got a short message for somebody. Let it go. Move on. Watch God bless you with something far greater than what you felt as if somebody else has done to you. A new life simply means that we have decided to live a life that aligns with God's purpose for who we are. For the next few moments, let us take a closer look at this text that Paul writes. These most incredible words Paul writes. He writes, and I quote, "You used to do these things when your life was still a part of this world. But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty languages. Not only do you not tell the jokes, stop laughing at the jokes. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him." And here's verse 11. In this new life, it doesn't matter who you are, Jew, Gentile, circumcised, uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slaves, free. It doesn't matter who you are. Christ is all that matters. and he lives in all of us. Here's how the old church put it: as long as I've got Jesus, everything is going to be all right. Anybody just glad that the only thing that matters is that the Lord is on your side? Folk may not speak to you anymore, but that doesn't matter. Folk may act funny and strange, but that doesn't matter. As long as the Lord is on your side, everything is going to be all right. Is there anybody? This is a good time to put a praise over the fact that God is on my side, and I am glad about it. Somebody help me praise God for this brand new you. Come on, somebody. A brand new me. A brand new me. Thank you, Lord. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Listen, three key insights that I want to share with you in the next few minutes, and I'll let you go. Number one that comes from this text, listen to what Paul says. We must be willing to give up our old life. We can't carry old destructive habits and the way of living into a new season. This is a new season for you. You must leave your old life behind. Listen to what Paul says. Paul says, it's time for us to get rid of. In other words, this part God is not going to do. You are going to have to get rid of some old stuff. I told the church this morning as an analogy, in order to get new stuff, sometimes you got to get rid of the old stuff. But my wife complained to me the other day. She says, baby, I think I need to build a bigger closet. I said, no, you don't. You just need to get rid of some old stuff. Amen, somebody. How many of you know that all you need to do is get rid of some old stuff to make room for the new stuff? Because it's hard to put new stuff on top of old stuff. If you still want to be the way you used to be and expect God to do something new in your life, it is not going to happen. Oh, help me tell somebody, this is a new season in your life. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You've got to get rid of it. You have to have a spiritual and emotional garage sale. Can I preach? All the feelings that used to hurt you and you carry around in your life, all the emotions that had you down in 2025, get rid of it. And you can't give it away. Kick it to the curb. Put it out. And once you put it out, let it go. Once you roll the garbage to the corner, let it go. It's somebody else's problem right now. Who am I preaching to? I just need a handful of witnesses who know on this second Sunday in January, God is doing something new in your life, and you are grateful for it, and you are ready to thank God for it, and you are ready to turn the corner, turn the page, tell folk, if I don't talk to you like I used to last year, it's because God's doing something new. Woo! Look at somebody and say something new. Paul says get, and he itemizes just a few things: anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, dirty language. Stop lying like you used to. If you want God to bless you in 2026, don't act like you did in 2025. Somebody's getting ready for a new thing right now that God is about to do with your name on it. So here's what Paul says. Homiletical insight number one: we must be willing to give it up. We must leave our old life behind. See, here's what we want. Here's what we want. And my time is almost up, but I've got to share. Here's what we want. We want God to make it easy for us. We want God to take the desire and the temptation away. Some temptations you've got to turn your back on. Some desires you have to walk away. I'll deal with that next week when we talk about a new heart. some things that you once desired, you've got to say, Lord, I'm taking it out of my life. Because God says, I'll bring the new, but you must get rid of the. We want God to get rid of the old and bring the new. God says, no, you must get rid of the old and I'll bring the new, because I can't put new wine in new wineskins, as Jesus says. Here's the second key. Our new life is a gift from God. Our walking away from the old life is an effort by us. Our new life is a gift from God. We can't remake or remodel ourselves. Our new life is not just self-improvement. You can't read a book. You can't go to a conference. You can't touch and agree and just know. If you want a new life, you've got to open yourself up to total transformation, total renovation. Some old buildings, God's got to break it all the way down to the ground. Some buildings, you've got to demolish the building and build something new on the same footprint. Preach, Pastor Jackson. Because here's what we're trying. God says, I don't put a fresh coat of paint on an old rotten foundation. God says, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to create something new. So like what God is going to do, some things you've got to tear it down to the ground and thank God that on that same footprint, God will build something new. Amen. How many of you are ready for God to do a total makeover in your life? Anyone needs God to do something right now that only God can do? Anyone want God to bless you like God has never blessed you before? Oh, take a moment right now. Take the next 30 seconds and clap those hands and open your mouth and begin to thank God. In fact, we ought to praise God right now. Woo. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. You've got to be transparent with you. You've got to be honest with you. Anyone needs God to do something. I don't want to be the way that I am. Work on me, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Make me over again. Anyone want God to do something right now? I need a total makeover. I need you to change me from the bottom of my feet to the top of my head. God will do something. Clap those hands, by the way. Tell the Lord thank you. Tell him thank you. Woo. And here is the third and the final insight as you rest upon your feet. Ooh, third and the final one. I want you to get this. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, don't miss this. Look at somebody and help me preach and say, our new life is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. God works in us day by day. We are being renewed daily. Give us this day our daily bread. God told me as we grow, we surrender. We are changed as we obey. So when you surrender, you grow. When you obey, you change. When you tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you. Lord, I hear what you're doing. I heard the story of 10 lepers that were healed. And here's what the Bible says. They were healed as they went. And they saw that they were brand new. But one of them returned and said, Lord, I just want to say thank you. Is there anybody in here grateful that as you went, God changed you? It did not happen overnight, but you're better today than what you were on yesterday. You're better this year than last year. Somebody ought to give God a praise. thank God for the change. Look at your neighbor and say, it's happening. I can see God's favor over your life right now. Right now. And sometimes we've got to thank Him in advance. Here's the last one. Here's the last one. I need you to help me with this. Look at somebody and say, neighbor. Neighbor. I need you to preach to him and say, neighbor, we may not be who we want to be yet. Woo. Look at somebody and say, I'm not there yet. Now, all you deep, holy, super spiritual folk, you sit down because you're already there. But for the rest of us who are not there yet, look at somebody and say, I'm not there yet. Sometimes I still slip up. Sometimes I still make mistakes. But the good news is that I'm grateful that I'm not like what I used to be. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, if you only knew my story, only knew where God has brought me from. Are there any living witnesses that says, I'm grateful that I'm not what I used to be? Not there yet, but not what I used to be. Tell somebody, not yet, but not what I used to be. If folk only knew how far God has brought you from, they would praise God with you. This is a good time to put some praise. In fact, all the folk that God has already began to transform your life, leave your seat. Come stand at this altar and tell the Lord. Somebody tell him thank you. Somebody tell him thank you. God's working on you. Tell somebody, God's working on me. God's working on me. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. I got to get up out of here. Let you go check out the Lady Gamecocks. But look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I still have a praise that I've got to give God. So, neighbor, when I think of His goodness and where He's brought me from and all He's done on my behalf, then I've got to praise God. I've got to praise God. I've got to praise. Don't y'all let the 8 o'clock church outdo y'all. The 8 o'clock church, I've got to praise in the inside. Somebody ought to praise Him. You got 60 seconds.
praise until you know my story. Woo! Some of you got a story that only God did it. Only God did it. Those hands all over this place. Can I prophesy over your life? God's blessings look good on you. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, God's blessings look good on you. Woo! Eye has not seen, ear has not heard. Some of you, God's getting ready to take you into a brand new season in your life. That old hurt, done away with. That old pain. Woo! Make me over, Lord. Make me over. Make me over again. The altar call is one simple song that we can sing all week long. All it says is, Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. Make me over again. God's making you over right now. It's a process. Can I say this? It's a process. The clay that was marred was still in the potter's hand. Ooh. Some of you are not yet there, but you're still in God's hands. God is shaping you, molding you, helping you, making you over and over and over again. I would not allow this opportunity to pass without praising God right now. Come on, make me. Come on. Make me. Tell them, team, make me over. Ooh. Come on.
Yeah. Lord.
Somebody else. Listen, I hear God as you softly sing. You remember I said in the message, you have to make the first step. You have to get rid of the old stuff. And then God can make you over. You have to create the room for God to make you over. Somebody right now, wherever you are, I would not be concerned about what people think about you being at this altar. Ooh, this is between you and God right now.
Make me over again.
Transformation is happening. Lord.
Lord, make me over.
Make me over.
Make me over.
Lord, make me over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, say, Lord. Lord, make me over.
This is personal. This is personal. One more
right
time.
There, one, Lord, make me whole.
Lord, make me whole.
Lord, make me over. Lord, make me whole. I don't want to be this way no more.
It's happening. Look at someone and say, it's happening. Some of you won't even realize the makeover that God has done in your life until you are put to the test. And someone is going to do something to you that the old you would have gone off. But the new you, just smile. Say, I'll pray for you. God is making you over. And for the record, none of us, please hear this. This is my last significant point. None of us are finished material. We all are works in progress. Ooh. None of us are finished material. God improves us daily. God makes us better every day. And I'm seeing God do something in your life right now. After this prayer, if you want to commit your life to the Lord, there's a QR code on the screen. You can just click there and go there. Someone will take you through it. If you want to remain standing at the altar, and say, Lord, I want to make that commitment today. Sometimes it's good to just say, I am not ashamed to let the world know that I am a new person, that I have a new life, that God has done something brand new in my life. Ooh. You don't have to be perfect. Ooh. In fact, God likes it best when you come to Him with your issues. Can I say that again? God doesn't like to hear you say, when I straighten up, I'll join the church. When I get right, God likes for you to come with your issues. Because then God says, you are depending on me and not on you. One more time before we pray, brothers. Eternal Father, we say thank you. We are so grateful. You've given us something better than a new job. You've given us something better than a new career, new house, new relationship. You've given us a new life. You've reminded us that the new life, listen to this, has to precede the new relationship. Because if you take the old life into a new relationship, it too will be as toxic as what the old relationship was. Ooh. But a new life helps you pick the right relationship. Helps you choose the right thing for your life. And we say thank you. I see what you're doing, Lord. Favor looks good on somebody out there. The blessings of God are overtaking someone right now. I sense that you're doing a brand new thing. And we say thank you. Thank you for those who are committing their lives to you this day. And this is our prayer. In your name we pray and give thanks. And those who know it is already done, say thank you, Lord. Thank you. If you're here today and you want to recommit your life to the Lord, you want to make that commitment. In fact, I'll come down right. Anyone here today that God's calling you, make me your heart. Hey, God's calling you for something new right now. Anybody need God to make me? Look at God. Wherever you are, God can do it right. God's doing it right now. Make
me over, Lord.
God's doing it right now.
Renew my heart, Lord.
Woo. Look at
renew.
Come on and tell him, make me.
Your hands if you're grateful for a new life. What an awesome word from God. As you stand, we can ready to go. Grateful for a new life. Lord, make me your.
You have been listening to the worship service of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off Interstate 77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services here on the radio. We are also streaming live on our website at bwcar.org, on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you miss any of our services or just want to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place your order for a CD or DVD of today's sermon titled Grateful for Something New, A New Life, please call us at 803-776-1238. Reference sermon number 011126. Again, the telephone number is 803-776-1238. Sermon number 011126. Tuesday, January 20th at 7 p.m., join us for midweek service in the sanctuary with Pastor Daryl Jackson as he continues the messages focused on the church theme, Grateful. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by clicking the link on our website at bwcar.org, or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to the number 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina, 29290. Please do not mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. We thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.